From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The Russian Defense Ministry says its submarines have fired 10 cruise missiles at Islamic State positions outside the eastern Syrian town of Mayadin, one of the last major IS strongholds in the country. The ministry said via statement that the caliber missiles killed an unspecified number of IS fighters and destroyed major ammunition depots and command posts. Syrian troops, with the help of Russian air cover, have been closing in on Mayadin, which has become the main IS hub for militants and the group's leaders after its former strongholds of Raqqa and Deir al-Zor have come under attack. The Speaker of Catalan's regional parliament said a Spanish constitutional court ruling suspending a session of parliament that was planned to declare Catalonia's independence from Spain damages freedom of expression.
And it demonstrates once again that the courts are being used to resolve political problems. The Spanish government is incapable of resolving political problems. That is why they are using the courts.
Carme Forcadell said the parliament had taken no decision on whether to have Monday's session go ahead. Former U.S. President Barack Obama says that diplomacy rather than military might is the best way to deal with the real threat presented by North Korea. Obama spoke on Thursday during a Global Citizen Forum event in Sao Paulo, Brazil, attended by some 600 business people. The former president said tolerance, diversity, pluralism, and the rule of law must be fostered so that humankind can progress. He said that caution must be used with the internet because it can spread knowledge but also hatred. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says a firearm accessory used by the gunman who killed 58 people and wounded hundreds of others in Las Vegas, Nevada, should be examined, possibly leading to Republican consideration of gun control legislation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the president would welcome being part of that conversation.
Right now, our focus, as we've said over the last couple of days, has been on healing and uniting the country. The investigation still continues to be in very early stages. We know that both members of both parties and multiple organizations are planning to take a look at bump stocks and related devices. We certainly welcome that, would like to be part of that conversation.
Shooter Stephen Paddock installed a device called a bump stock on 12 semi-automatic rifles in his hotel suite, which significantly increased the firing rate of his weapons to nearly match that of a machine gun. The United States says it is deeply concerned about authorities in Turkey arresting a local employee of the U.S. consulate in Istanbul. Bill Gallo has the report.
Turkish media reports have identified the employee by the initials M.T. He's accused of attempting to overthrow the constitutional order and Turkey's government, and alleged to have had ties to exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen. The U.S. mission to Turkey said in a statement Thursday it believes the allegations to be wholly without merit. It further objected to the way the case was being handled, expressing concern at what it said were Turkish government sources leaking information and leaving the employee to be tried in the media instead of a court. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Pakistan's foreign minister, Khawaja Mohammad Asif, criticized the U.S. for the way it handled the Afghan war and its rhetoric toward Pakistan on its role in the war against extremism.
Especially in President Trump's speech last month, U.S. is focusing solely on the safe haven allegation or blaming Pakistan for what they have not achieved in Afghanistan. There are many more dimensions to what is going on in Afghanistan.
The foreign minister spoke at the United States Institute of Peace in Washington after meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Wednesday and National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster on Thursday. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi urged Kurdish Peshmerga forces to continue working with Iraqi security forces in the fight against Islamic State, while also reiterating his rejection of Kurdish independence. Speaking during a visit to Paris, Abadi said his government does not want armed confrontation with the Kurds, but that federal authority must prevail. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.